The United Nations is making its large ever appeal for funds to help more than 11 million people who have been affected by the 3 years conflict in Syria. At the second International Pledging Conference for Syria, which took place in Kuwait on Wednesday, the United Nations aimed to raise $6.5 billion to respond to the Syrian crisis this year. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, more than 2 million people have fled Syria and become refugees in neighboring countries including Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq. I am May Yaqub, and I asked Derek Plumbly, the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, about the refugee situation in the country.
The latest figure for Syrian refugees who've registered or are seeking registration here in Lebanon with the United Nations is 868,000. On top of that, if you add in Palestinians, for example, who have fled from Syria and also seeking assistance through UNRWA, we're over 900,000.
How is the Lebanese government coping with this large scale, especially that the country is small and the influx is so big?
They are spread all over the country, the refugees in this country, many of them in formal camps. Addressing their needs is a challenge. And we have presently a caretaker government, and we're looking to see the emergence of a new government hopefully soon. But nonetheless, they have provided assistance, for example, through the schooling system, through the education system, health system, and so on. Most importantly of all, Lebanon has kept its borders open. Lebanon has been a safe place of refuge for Syrians fleeing for their lives, and that is very much to Lebanon's credit. The truth is that now there are almost approaching a quarter of the population is from Syria, whether registered refugees or people who fled but are not seeking assistance from the United Nations. So this is a very heavy burden indeed. And it's having an impact on government finances, it has an impact on the population of Lebanon themselves, on rents, on wages, pressure on public services. So in addition to what the United Nations is seeking for support directly for the refugees, there is also a need to assist the communities that are hosting them, and there's an element for that in the plan that's been laid before the donors of Kuwait, and for the government itself to mitigate some of the very large negative effect that this is all having on government resources.
The donor conference is ongoing now in Kuwait. What is the Lebanese government expectation? What they expect from it?
Well, I mean, for Lebanon as a whole, the United Nations has sought $1.7 billion over the coming year. That's what we see as being the need for the refugees and for the host communities. In addition, the World Bank, the UN, the government together have worked up what's called a roadmap for stabilization and established a multi-donor trust fund, which is designed to provide slightly longer-term help, as I said, to mitigate some of the enormous impact that the presence of the refugees and the impact of the Syrian crisis more generally is having on a very fragile, vulnerable country, a country which is of great importance, I think, to international regional peace and security, and where the UN is heavily invested.
What about the UN agency? How would that impact their activities on the ground?
Well, the money that is pledged in Kuwait and following it, the monies which will flow to the United Nations and additionally to the government of Lebanon, are absolutely vital, really, for all of the support that's needed for the refugees and host communities. Without it, we will not be able to provide health care, educational support, assist with shelter. And in the past year, because there have been significant shortfalls, really large shortfalls in the funding sought, it has been a challenge to keep up with the need, and a lot of people, I think, have suffered as a result of the lack of funding. There are other factors too, but the lack of funding has been a significant factor.